Hello everyone, and welcome back to Easy Natural English with Liam. Today, as usual, I'll be speaking to you in English that is a bit easier than movies and TV shows, but hopefully a bit more interesting and not so robotic like textbooks. If you'd like to hear more of this kind of thing, then don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow the podcast so you can get lots of natural English listening into your day. Today, I'd like to talk to you a bit about moving house or moving home, because for those of you who have been listening for a while, you'll know that my wife and I, Cassie, we moved from Tokyo to Okinawa. That's in Japan, if anyone doesn't know where Tokyo and Okinawa is. So we were living in Tokyo and then we moved down here to Okinawa because that's where Cassie is from. And we were living with her mum, living with her mother for a while, which was very nice of her to let us live here. And, you know, very nice, and we were cooking together and eating together, and it's been really nice. But, you know, living together can be a bit difficult when, you know, perhaps one person wants to sleep and another person wants to make noise, or, yeah, just trying to be careful about, yeah, making noises and leaving a mess or things like that, that can be a bother or inconvenience to the other person. Cassie and I decided to move out and get our own place. So we've been looking for a while to find an apartment here, or at least close to here. And yeah, luckily, it's much cheaper than Tokyo. So if you haven't been to Japan before, then you might not know that Japan has a certain system for explaining apartments. So if you are one of my Japanese listeners, then you will understand immediately. But in other countries, usually we don't use this system. But in Japan, they will put a number on apartments to say what kind of apartment it is. So in Tokyo, we lived in something called a 1K. So that's the number 1 and the letter K. And that means there's one room and one kitchen. And then, of course, a bathroom, a toilet. But that doesn't need to be said. That's kind of obvious. But something called a 1K means one room and one kitchen. So that one room was our bedroom and our living room sort of combined. And then, so it's kind of like a studio apartment. And that was, our rent was not too bad. It was quite reasonable. Our rent was about $650. So for the same price here in Okinawa, we found a 3LDK. So that means like three rooms, plus a living room, plus a dining room, plus a kitchen. So that's much bigger than what we had in Tokyo for the same price. As you can imagine, we were quite happy to find that. And we were accepted, which we were also very happy about, because if you're not a foreign person living in Japan, then you might not know, but it's very hard for foreign people to get apartments in Japan. When I first came to Japan looking for an apartment, I was a bit shocked about this. When we would go to the real estate agent, or if we sent an email to a landlord — landlord is the home, is the like owner of the building — if we sent an email to the landlord or to a real estate agent, you know, the place where they help you find an apartment, my wife would write the email, in Japanese, of course, because it's Japan, so she'd write it in Japanese. But her name, because she's half Japanese, half American, her name looks more like an American name, and she'd send an email saying, "We'd like to live in this apartment," and we would get a response just saying, no foreigners. So even though my wife is Japanese and she's writing the email in Japanese, but her name doesn't look Japanese, the response would be, no foreigners can live in this apartment. And then sometimes even, yeah, if she tried to explain that she was Japanese, usually they just wouldn't get a response. So yeah, there's definitely a problem in Japan. I know I'm not the only person that's had this experience. I've heard from a lot of foreign people here that, yeah, being a foreign person, quite difficult to get an apartment. But it's a bit shocking because, of course, in other countries, unfortunately, we have problems with discrimination and racism. You know, of course, like I come from the UK, there is a lot of trouble with racism and discrimination towards foreign people or even local people who don't look the same as each other. But this thing with the apartment, I'm like, you know, we have laws, we have like legal system to prevent this kind of thing. And also most people would not support this idea. So if someone was advertising an apartment and they said no foreign people, everybody would be a bit shocked and angry. So it just wouldn't happen. But here in Japan, it seems to be very normal. So, when we were in the estate agent, they would call the apartment and they'd be speaking to the landlord and they'd say, oh, there's, this guy's English. And then they would just be like, oh, okay, I understand. And then they'd look at me and say, sorry, yeah, no foreign people. And, you know, they weren't even shocked or surprised. You know, I think if this happened in the UK, it would be more like, what? What are you saying? What? Oh my God. He said no foreign people. Can you believe this guy? What's wrong with him? You know, it would be a lot more shocking. I hope this changes in Japan because I really like living in Japan. And I know a lot of foreign people like living in Japan and want to live in Japan, but we need apartments. We need somewhere to live. This needs to change somehow. I don't know what's going to happen. as you can imagine, it's pretty difficult. Like when we were applying in Tokyo, honestly, I think we tried to apply for a lot of apartments and maybe 90% said no, and the reason was just because I was a foreigner. Yeah, so it's pretty tough. But anyway, this time here in Okinawa, the first apartment we applied for, we were accepted. So we were really happy because after our experience in Tokyo, and we also had similar experiences in Osaka sometimes, we were very surprised. I was kind of expecting like, we won't be accepted. They're gonna deny our application, they're gonna reject our application, and we're gonna have to look for another one. So I was honestly feeling a bit negative, a bit pessimistic. You know, pessimistic means like not expecting a good result. I thought, there's no way they're going to accept our application. But actually, they did. So I was like very surprised, happily surprised, and very excited. So now, yeah, we're going to move into a nice, what they call 3LDK, so 3 rooms, living room, dining room, kitchen. So quite a nice big apartment, and it's quite a new apartment as well, which here in Japan they call a mansion. But in English, a mansion is a giant house that like a celebrity lives in. So if you saw like Brad Pitt's house, that would be a mansion, you know, with big gates and a huge house. So it's not really a mansion. We're not really going to live in a mansion. But yeah, in Japan, they call it a mansion. Here in Japan, that just means like a nice new apartment. So it means they're like a new apartment building and yeah, maybe a bit more kind of Western style. Sometimes the older apartments, they have like tatami mats, which are, if you don't know, they're kind of straw mats that are kind of a tradition in Japan. I really like them. I think they look really cool and they look really nice. But it seems like a lot of the more modern apartments don't have tatami. Or if they do, it's maybe just one small room or something. Yeah, I think a lot of people are kind of, trying to get away from them. Maybe because they're really beautiful. They look nice and they're comfortable. Like you can sit down on them. but I think they can get moldy. You know, mold is when you have kind of fungus growing. So if it's very hot and humid, which like Japan is, if it's very hot and humid, then yeah, you can start getting this kind of life form. You can start getting mold growing on the mats quite easily, and they can kind of collect dust quite easily. So even though they look nice and they're comfortable, maybe they're a bit hard to clean, hard to maintain. So maybe these days, a lot of people just enjoy them when they go to like a traditional hotel, but maybe they don't want to have them at home because they're a bit hard to maintain. But anyway, yeah, we're going to move into a nice new apartment, good size, yeah, much cheaper than Tokyo. And it's a good location next to the beach. And yeah, it's close to cafes and things like that. And we're both getting very excited about buying furniture because, you know, here we live with our mother-in-law. And there's nothing wrong with her furniture, but it's, you know, her taste. And, you know, I'm sure you know it's quite nice to have, yeah, your own furniture with your own taste. So yeah, we're kind of like buying a lot of stuff now. We both kind of like sort of vintage retro type look. So we're kind of looking for things that look kind of smart, quite clean, but a bit retro, a bit vintage looking. Yeah, so hopefully it's going to look like a nice cool apartment, but you'll be able to see it. Yeah, because, you know, I'll be filming from there from now on. And yeah, also hopefully it'll be easier for me to record videos because that's another thing here, living with an extra person and, like I said, worrying about noise and space, yeah, it can be a little bit difficult. And also the layout of the house, it's a little bit hard to record things without disturbing other people. So Cassie is teaching at the moment in the bedroom, and that's why I'm like around the corner in a bit of a strange location today to record this video. yeah, I'm sat in front of a door. That's why these things are hanging over a door. So yeah, have some better space, more convenient location, yeah, our own furniture, it's going to be nice. Yeah, so we're both very excited about moving now, so we're just getting ready. Like I said, we're accepted for the application, we just need to finalize it, and then hopefully we'll be moving in by the end of this month. So yeah, there'll be more news about that soon. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening today. That was just a little update about what's been going on, because I think recently I've been making a lot of videos more about learning English. But if you want to hear some more of these natural diary type English listening practice videos / podcast, then please let me know. Yeah, always come over to YouTube and comment and let me know, yeah, what type of videos you want to hear. So if you want to hear more of these kind of, yeah, diary, like more natural conversation type episodes, then please let me know. Or if you want more of the kind of, yeah, those English teaching ones, then let me know. Or I can just do both. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow the podcast. Everybody like and comment and review. Share with your friends, and I will see you all back here next time.